Hi, welcome to the Weekly Fix. My name is Neil Sun. What we have seen recently is a sharp repricing across markets, driven by a renewed focus on inflation and the unwind of some very crowded positions, such as in European rates and EM carry trades. Energy prices have moved higher, global bond yields have backed up, and markets that were leaning toward lower rates and a more benign macro outlook are being forced to reset. This is not a clean traditional risk-off move. It feels more like a stagflation-style stress move with de-risking layered on top. In corporate credit, opportunities start to emerge as cross-asset volatility rises. Against this backdrop, three themes stand out in credit. First, stress in private credit is becoming increasingly important, with further headlines about capital lockups and loan write-downs circulating. This is an area of the market that tends to be more exposed to higher borrowing costs, more levered capital structures, and businesses with less flexibility. We remain cautious in this space, particularly when private credit operators have been posting outsized loan growth. In recent quarters, we've started to see some deterioration in asset quality matrix for various BDCs, including higher levels of non-accrual. There also has been an increasing number of borrowers who are choosing payment-in-kind options within their loan structures that allow them to delay regular interest payments with the deferred amount added to principal balance. Questions have also emerged about the accuracy of loan valuations that are reflected on BDC's balance sheets. The underlying loans tend to be illiquid and lack regularly quoted prices. Second, AI is creating a real divide inside corporate credit. On one side, the biggest tech companies still have strong access to capital and can issue large amount of high-grade debt to fund infrastructure, data centers, and long-term investments. On the other side, some software and levered borrowers are facing more scrutiny as lenders and investors reassess which business models are durable and which companies could come under more pressure. The gap between perceived winners and losers is widening, and credit is becoming far more selective. Third, IG primary market remains very strong. New issue demand is healthy, funding markets remain open, and yield-based buyers have been adding in both primary and secondary markets. Meanwhile, beneath the surface, we've seen dispersion and price dislocation rising in areas such as financials and insurance issuers. Overall, heavy supply and elevated macro volatility are likely to reset spreads wider. We see this, however, as an opportunity to engage with the market and invest in defensive, high-quality bonds at wider valuation levels. Thank you again for watching.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.